Okay, we have with us Gil from Huntington Beach, and he's going to kind of tell us what his main problem is. So can you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have many main problems. One problem has been chronic fatigue.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had it?
Practically all my life, mm-hmm. ever since a child, actually. I had hepatitis about 15 years ago and a recurrence of it. Lower back pain, neck pain, mm-hmm. pain in the ankles, arthritis type pain, mm-hmm. just about everything.
And so what, as a result of all these disorders, how did it make you feel? Like, how did it hinder or affect your life?
Well, I mean, it just affected it tremendously in that I could hardly function. There'd be many times where I couldn't even get out of bed. Mm-hmm. You know, so trying to run a business is very difficult. And, difficult to live life.
Uh-huh.
Always depressed. Depression is another major thing.
Mm-hmm. So, what doctors and specialists did you go see?
I can't even name them all. I mean, I've been to a lot of different chiropractors, MDs, specialists, mm-hmm. endocrinologists. I mean, just all kinds of different doctors, massage therapy.
Mm-hmm. So alternative and conventional treatment.
Correct.
And what did they do for you?
I got some relief and, was able to function, but it never seemed to be lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Just always looking for the next thing.
Always looking for the next thing. So how, if you could count maybe roughly how many other practitioners did you go see?
Mm. 15, 20.
And that's including conventional and
alternative. Right.
Okay, so how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
I actually saw an info commercial on TV one night,
mm-hmm.
and I actually even went by it, and then I backed up. It was kind of interesting in retrospect, because I'm not sure why I backed up to listen to it, because I went right through it. Past it, you know, because I was just channel surfing, and listened to it and made a call.
Okay.
And that was a little over a year ago.
A year ago. And were you skeptical at first?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was, and this is the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's search for the next thing, and this is the next thing.
And how do you feel about this as being the next thing?
Well, so far, so good. I mean, I'm functioning better now. It's taken a long time, but I'm functioning better. My back pain is virtually gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do have small little bouts, but nothing like before.
Mm-hmm.
My arthritis type pains are virtually gone.
Mm-hmm.
My energy, I still struggle with that, but
mm-hmm.
I've had that since childhood, so I didn't expect a miracle there.
Right.
So all in all, though, I feel better.
Than before you saw him.
A lot better. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So how would you compare his treatments with other doctors' treatments? Like, what did he do for you that the other doctors couldn't do for you?
Well, number one, as we've talked over this past year, it's the blending of the Western with the Eastern, the Chinese medicine,
mm-hmm.
and just the concept of how the various organs are the culprits, if you will, of
mm-hmm.
the disease, as we call it in the West.
Right.
And it's just, I had no idea, for instance, like ringing in the ears has been a major, major thing for me.
Uh-huh. And how long have you had that?
Oh, it's just ever again since
forever.
A kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what it was until I became an adult. And then, you know, it's just, drives you crazy after a while.
Right.
And it's still a problem, but related to the kidney and the focus that he puts on the kidney and the liver and the gallbladder, and in this case, the kidney,
mm-hmm.
And it's become less. It's not completely gone, but it's certainly down to tolerable levels now.
Mm-hmm. So has he Oh, have you been on the herbs and the supplements? Has he prescribed any of those for you?
I've been on the herbs and the supplements. Mm-hmm. I've taken many of those in the past, so that really was nothing new for me. Mm-hmm. But
how would you compare the two?
Well, I mean, I like these. I mean, I've always taken some really good ones. So, in fact, I used to own a vitamin store.
Oh.
So I'm very familiar with them, and taking vitamins all these years, again, it helped, but it never really seemed to get to the cause of it. And this method with the injections seems to somehow open the blockages in the channels, and I can feel it. I mean, after I have a treatment, I generally feel very, very good for several days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not as tired. In fact, I'm not tired at all after the treatments.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And then have you tried homeopathy?
I just started doing that.
And how is that helping you, or can you comment on that?
Well, I've only been doing it for 3 weeks, and there seems to be a difference. It just doesn't seem possible, but there does seem to be a difference. And I'm going to continue that at least for a while. Because
okay.
It seems to be helpful.
How is it helping you?
Again, I just feel lighter. Mm-hmm. I've always had trouble with my weight, mm-hmm. and I feel lighter. I feel like there's perhaps some with his injections, Dr. Tong's injections. The blockages open up, but then they block right up again, mm-hmm. according to the Chinese way of thinking and mm-hmm. practice. That maybe the homeopathy will help keep those blockages open.
Great. Okay. So do you plan on continuing treatments with Dr. Tong?
I do.
Okay.
I have. And
great.
I do.
Great. So we'll keep you updated on Gil's progress. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks.